Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling something really interesting, SLU PP332. You might have seen this name popping up maybe in discussions about, you know, the future of fitness or weight loss pills.
Yeah, there's definitely some buzz billing.
Exactly. So our goal today is really to, well, cut through any hype and figure out what this molecule actually is. What does the science say right now?
Based on the research available, yeah.
Could it really be a game changer for metabolic health? Let's dig in.
Sounds good. It's a question a lot of people are starting to ask, and well, for good reason, really.
Right.
The potential implications, if it pans out, for, you know, health and wellness are pretty significant. So looking closely at the actual science behind SLU PP332 is, I think, really important right now.
Okay, so let's start right at the beginning. What is SLU PP332 fundamentally?
Okay, so simply put, it's a synthetic agonist.
Agonist, okay.
Yeah, think of it like a key, basically, but yeah, one designed in a lab. And it's made to specifically activate certain, let's call them locks, in the body. Mm. In this specific case, those locks are a family of proteins. They're called estrogen-related receptors, or ERRs for short.
Trip.
And there are three main types we're interested in here: ERR alpha, ERR beta, and ERR gamma.
Estrogen-related. Okay, my first thought goes to hormones. Is that right?
Yeah, that's a totally natural first thought. And while they are called estrogen-related, their jobs are actually quite distinct from, say, typical estrogen functions.
Okay.
What's really fascinating and kind of the core of this is how vital these receptors are for just fundamental energy management in our bodies.
How so?
Well, you can think of them as like key regulators. They dictate how our cells produce energy and how they use it.
Okay.
So for example, ERR alpha, heavily involved in muscle energy production. ERR gamma plays a big part in liver metabolism.
Right, different roles in different places.
Exactly. And they're also really deeply involved in mitochondrial function.
Yeah.
You know, the powerhouses of the cell.
Yeah, absolutely.
And also how the body responds to exercise. So by targeting these ERRs, SLU-PP332 could potentially have a really broad impact on how our bodies handle energy overall.
Okay, that makes sense. And this is where it starts to get really interesting, right? The early research, the animal studies, I've seen some pretty, well, eye-popping claims about endurance.
Right. Yeah, the studies in normal weight mice, they showed some pretty remarkable results.
Like what?
Well, mice that were treated with SLU-PP332, they could run significantly longer and further. We're talking up to 70% longer duration.
70%?
Yeah, and 45% further in distance in some experiments compared to the control mice.
Wow, okay, 70% longer. That's not a small improvement. That sounds like it's fundamentally changing their physical capacity somehow.
It really does. It highlights the potential, right, for this compound to really enhance muscle function, energy utilization.
Oh, what's the thinking there?
Essentially, what these preclinical results suggest is that SLU-PP332 seems to be activating these fundamental energy pathways, kind of like mimicking the beneficial changes we try to get through endurance training.
But without the actual training.
Potentially, yes. Without necessarily needing that physical activity itself. And that's a potentially revolutionary idea, you know, for how we might approach fitness or metabolic conditioning down the line.
Okay, so boosting endurance is one thing. But then there are these other findings about metabolic health, specifically in obese mice. Those seem just as compelling, if not more so.
It really were quite striking. Yeah. In the obese mouse models, the treated group experienced up to 10 times less fat gain compared to the control group.
10 times less.
10 times less. And maybe even more surprising, there was an average body weight reduction of around 12% in the group getting SLU-PP332.
A 12% drop just from the compound. Did they change their diet or exercise?
That's the thing, no. This happened even though their food intake, how much they ate, and their general activity levels, they stayed the same.
Okay, that's pretty significant.
It strongly suggests, doesn't it, that SLU-PP332 might be directly influencing the body's basic balance between burning calories and storing fat.
Like flipping a switch somehow.
Kind of, almost like it's, you know, dialing up the body's internal furnace, so to speak.
So it's not just stopping more weight gain, it's actually helping them lose weight without them, you know, consciously doing anything different.
That's what these early studies imply, yes. And it wasn't just weight. They also saw significant improvements in glucose tolerance.
Which is key for blood sugar control, right?
Exactly. How well the body handles sugar. And their fasting insulin levels also dropped.
Meaning better insulin sensitivity.
It points towards improved insulin sensitivity, yeah. Which is, I mean, hugely important when you think about type 2 diabetes and metabolic syndrome.
Right. These things are all connected, aren't they? It really sounds like this compound is hitting multiple positive notes in the metabolic orchestra.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Precisely. And the benefits didn't stop there. They extended to the liver, too.
Oh. How so?
The studies showed a reduction in hepatic steatosis, that's fatty liver.
Which is a growing problem.
A huge problem, yeah. And they also saw less inflammation within the liver tissue itself. These are really crucial findings, given how common fatty liver disease is becoming.
It really does sound almost like hitting a metabolic reset button, at least in these animal models.
Hey, these models, yes.
Now, you mentioned earlier the link to exercise response, and the research also touched on aging. That's obviously something a lot of people are very interested in. What did the studies in older rodents suggest there?
Yeah, that's another fascinating angle. It raises questions about, you know, the broader implications of activating these ERRs long term. So the research in aging rodent models, it indicated that SLUPP332 might play a role in fighting back against some of the typical declines we associate with age.
Like what specifically?
Well, for one, they observed a restoration of mitochondrial respiration rates.
Yeah.
So how well the mitochondria produce energy.
In the powerhouses.
Exactly. In vital organs like the kidney and the liver, mm-hmm. helping those energy-producing parts work more like they did when the animals were younger.
So kind of like reigniting some of that youthful cellular energy.
That's a pretty good analogy, yeah. And beyond that, they found fewer markers of inflammation, the kind that tends to creep up with age.
Okay.
Also, less damage to the mitochondrial DNA itself, and even signs of improvement in how cells clear out old damaged components.
Hmm.
You know, processes like autophagy and mitophagy.
Cellular housekeeping, basically.
Exactly. Better housekeeping. And there was even some evidence suggesting less scarring or fibrosis in tissues like the kidneys and the heart.
Wow. Okay. These preclinical results across normal weight, obese, aging models, they're certainly compelling.
Yeah.
But we have to talk about the big question, safety.
Absolutely crucial, non-negotiable.
Were there any red flags in these animal studies, side effects?
It's vital we look at that. So based on the data we currently have from the studies in rodents and also some work in canines,
yeah.
SLUPP332 appeared generally well tolerated, at least at the doses that were giving these therapeutic effects. And importantly, it didn't seem to significantly affect their appetite or how much they ate.
Which can be a big issue with some metabolic drugs, right?
It can be, yes. So that was a potentially positive signal.
That is reassuring. You don't want to trade one problem for another.
Exactly right. However, and this is the point we really, really need to stress.
Yeah.
As of today, we're recording this on April 24th, 2025. SLUPP332 has not entered human clinical trials.
So no human data yet.
Zero comprehensive human data, which means we simply don't know for sure how safe or effective it is in people.
Right.
Animal models, incredibly valuable to give us important clues, but the human body is way more complex and things don't always, you know, translate directly from mice to humans.
Of course.
So detailed information on potential side effects in humans, how it interacts with our systems, that's all still unknown territory right now.
That's a really critical reality check. So despite all these promising signals from the labs, we're still very much at the starting line in terms of understanding its human potential.
Very much so. Early days.
Now, I know a lot of our listeners follow discussions in, let's say, the broader wellness and performance space. Have any big names, maybe like Andrew Huberman, Joe Rogan, Dr. Craig Konacek, have they talked about SLUPP332 on their platforms?
Right. Putting it in that wider context, we did look into that. Our search of, you know, publicly available transcripts, summaries from their shows up to today's date, it actually hasn't turned up any significant focused discussions specifically about SLUPP332.
Interesting. Given the potential buzz you mentioned, you might think it would have surfaced there already.
It's possible. Perhaps it's just too early stage.
Damn.
Or maybe as the research evolves, especially if, and it's a big if, human trials get going and start producing results.
Oh.
Maybe then we'll see it pop up more on those kinds of platforms.
Makes sense.
But honestly, it's really important for you, the listener, to remember the most reliable information, especially this very early stage, it comes from the peer-reviewed scientific papers, official research updates.
Not necessarily podcast chatter.
Right. Not solely relying on podcasts or online forums for the hard details about compounds like this, especially when they're still preclinical.
Sound advice. Okay, so let's try and wrap our heads around this. If we boil it all down, what are the key takeaways about SLU-PP332 right now?
Okay, the core message, I think, is this. SLU-PP332 is a really interesting synthetic compound. It's shown significant promise in these early preclinical studies.
Of what exactly?
Both as an exercise mimetic, something that copies some effects of exercise, and as a metabolic modulator, something that adjusts metabolism.
And how does it do that again?
Its main action seems to be activating those estrogen-related receptors, the ERRs we talked about.
Right.
And that, in turn, seems to influence how the body spends energy, how it burns fat, and how well those mitochondrial powerhouses are working.
Okay. And the potential upside?
Well, this suggests it might have potential therapeutic uses down the road for conditions like obesity, type 2 diabetes, metabolic syndrome, maybe even helping with some aspects of age-related metabolic decline.
Dr. Odds. And it's a big pot.
The crucial caveat, yes, is the complete lack of human data right now.
Yeah.
The research is still firmly in the early preclinical phase. Without results from human clinical trials, we just can't say for sure how safe it will be in people or how effective it will truly be.
Or what the side effects might look like in us.
Exactly. We have no clear picture of the human side effect profile. So, you know, while the lab results generate excitement, and understandably so, the results of future human trials, they are going to be absolutely critical. That's what will determine if SLU-PP332 actually has real-world utility.
Well, this has been a really fascinating deep dive, getting up to speed on SLU-PP332. It's a perfect example, isn't it, of how early-stage science can hint at potentially transformative possibilities.
It really is.
Yeah.
And it underscores just how much effort is going into trying to unravel the complexities of our metabolism, you know, and potentially finding brand new ways to improve human health.
Absolutely. So, as always, a reminder, if you have any concerns about your own health, please talk to qualified healthcare professionals.
Definitely.
And make sure you're getting information on these topics from credible scientific sources.
For sure.
And just to leave you with something to think about, consider this. If compounds like SLU-PP332 do eventually prove safe and effective in humans, what does that future look like?
Mm-hmm.
Could we be heading towards a time where, you know, pills, pharmacological interventions play a much bigger role in achieving metabolic health, maybe even influencing how long and how well we live, perhaps alongside traditional lifestyle changes, or maybe even partly instead of them for some people?
It's really provocative thought, isn't it? The potential implications are huge.
Definitely something to ponder. Thanks for diving deep with us today.